It's been a wonderful period. It's been a very exciting period. And when I think back on all the wonderful people I've met, from patients, from the community, and of course the 5,500 staff and the volunteers, they're quite extraordinary people, and I've got a candle lit for all of them.
And is it so it's with fondness you look back? I mean, there's been a lot of changes, hasn't there? Is there some things that you kind of remember particularly poignantly?
Oh, there have been really quite tremendous changes. A good example, last Friday, Pam Rhodes, who everyone will know from her work with Songs of Praise, opened the new cardiac unit at the Lister Hospital. And that's going to make it possible for people who have blocked arteries to come in ambulance and have the arteries opened up and be home within a day or so. Now, that's a fantastic achievement by the staff, and it really is going to make a difference. And there have been lots of that type of development, which means we're able to look after people better, more quickly, and they go home better.
And we're sat here in the midst of a lot of the redevelopment that's gone on here. Does it kind of fill you with pride to see how this works and people sat out here in the sunshine?
Oh, it's lovely. We're sitting out here, as you say, in the sunshine. We're sitting under a wonderful statue that was carved by a local artist from the trunk of an old oak tree that used to be in the middle of the patient's car park here. And the trees are coming out, and there is some blossom around, and the grass has been cut, and everyone's just enjoying the sunshine. And that makes all of us feel good. And if we all feel good, we get better more quickly.
There's more developments to come, though, in the Lister Hospital and within the trust. What do you think people can expect to see, you know, after you've left?
Well, we're going to consolidate the care that we provide at the QE2 hospital and the Lister onto one side at the Lister. Now, closing down the QE2s is sad. I was born and bred in the area, and the only reason why I wasn't born at the QE2 was because I was born about 15 years before it was opened. Otherwise, I'm quite sure I would have been, and my mother still goes there. It's a lovely old building, yellow brick, light and airy with views out across the woods, and fabulous staff. But sadly, it's a pre-war design, and the site's rather cramped. So really, we didn't have very much alternative but to decide to consolidate on the Lister side, and that was something which the local community accepted was the right thing to do. But there is going to be built on the QE's site, a wonderful new facility that is going to be as nice and airy and light as the new Harford County Hospital, which many people may know, and probably twice the size. So I think that with the new facility on the QE2 site and essentially doubling the size of the Lister, we're going to be able to provide just wonderful service to the community, and people can feel confident in that.
And talking now to your successor, is there any kind of particular tips or anything you're going to be passing on to him?
Well, the relationship between the trust and the local community has grown over the last 10 years. It wasn't in great shape 10 years ago, but the trust respects the community and its political leaders hugely, listens to them very carefully, has got to know them all very well. And I think the only advice I could give him is that he should enjoy being a part of the local community and serving the local community. But Ian Morfitt's an absolutely first-class individual. He lives in Letchworth. He's been on the board for the last 6 years as a non-executive director. He doesn't need any advice from me. He really enjoys the community anyway.